Welcome to Maseches Baba Kama, Parakei Mishnah Zayin, Chapter 5, Mishnah 7. The Mishnah begins. Echad shar, whether an ox, ve'echad kol behema, and really any animal. It means the Mishnah is going to delineate a number of examples where the Torah specifies a particular type of animal in a particular context, yet the Torah doesn't only mean that animal, it really can mean many different animals. Example number 1 says the Mishnah, l'nefilas habar, pertaining to an animal falling into a pit. Even though the Torah says, v'nafal shama shari chamar, that an ox or a donkey fall in, the halacha is that really any animal. Ula hafrashas har Sinai. Similarly, we know the Torah teaches us that before the experience of the revelation at Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them that im behema im ish la yichya, that if any animal comes close to har Sinai, they'll die. Now, it wasn't just an animal, a behema, which indicates a domesticated animal, but even a chaya, a wild animal, a bird, etc., etc. Similarly, when it comes to paying the double penalty that a person has to pay if they steal something, the Torah there says, if you find the stolen object in his hand, from an ox to a donkey to a sheep alive, you have to pay twice. Now, it's not just these specific animals, any behemoth, any domesticated animal, any chai, any non-domesticated animal, even if someone steals a bird, they would also have to pay the double penalty. And when it comes to returning an object, there the Torah says, if you come across your friend's ox or his donkey lost, straying, you should return it. But there it really means anything. It doesn't have to be those specific animals. Also, says the Mishnah, liprika. The Torah teaches us that kisira chamar sainacha rebeitz tachas masai. If you see a friend's donkey and it is laden, it's burdened under a heavy load, the chadalta me'azoiv le'azoiv tazoivimai. The Torah teaches us this mitzvah of priko te'ina, which means you have to help it unload. Now, even though the Torah uses the example of a donkey, it's really any animal. If you see your friend's animal and it's weighted down under its burden, you have to help unload it. Lechasima, when it comes to the prohibition of muzzling your animal. The Torah says, Leisachsim shar bedishai, that you're not allowed to muzzle an animal while it's threshing. It's not just a shar, it's not just an ox, it's really any animal whatsoever. Also, lekinaim, when it comes to mixed breeding. The Torah says, Behemtecha leisarbiya kilaim, which means to say that you can't mix two different species. Now, it's not just behemoth, it's not just a domesticated animal, as the pasuk seems. Similarly, a chai, a non-domesticated animal. Also, the Torah says, l'shachrish b'shar v'chamar yachta, that you're not allowed to plow using an ox and a donkey together. It doesn't have to be an ox and a donkey. You're just not allowed to hitch two separate animals up to a plow. Interestingly enough, the Rambam writes that the biblical prohibition is only when you use a kosher animal and a non-kosher animal, just like a shar and a chamar. But the halacha is that you're not allowed to really do any separate species. Ula Shabbos, similarly when it comes to making sure your animal doesn't work on Shabbos, the Torah says behemtecha, which sounds like a domesticated animal, but really, and the Torah also says sharcha v'chamarcha v'chol behemtecha. The Torah also says your ox or your donkey, but really any animal. V'chein chayev v'oiv kayitzah, and similarly a non-domesticated animal, or a bird, those are all included in v'chol behemtecha, in all of your animals. If so, why does the Torah specify an ox or a donkey? The Torah speaks about the most common types of animals that are found, because in those days, the shar and the chamar, the shar was like the SUV, and the chamar was like the sedan, so the Torah speaks in the practical. But the halacha is that in all these situations, it applies to any type of animal, domesticated, non-domesticated, and even to birds. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.